From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The state Senate in Wisconsin has approved a bill sharply restricting the collective bargaining rights of public employees there. Word of the vote triggered an angry outcry from protesters who marched into the state Capitol building last night, despite efforts by police to keep them out. Sean Johnson of Wisconsin Public Radio says Republicans used a legislative maneuver to bring the measure up for a vote last night without any Democratic lawmakers present.
Democrats held up this plan for weeks by preventing the usual quorum that's required for the Senate to take up budget bills. Republicans ultimately got around that by stripping away pieces of the bill that triggered that requirement. The vote happened just minutes after they made the change and with no debate. Speaking by phone afterward, Senate Democrat Bob Jauks said it left people in shock.
They did this in a hurry because they knew once the public would find out, they would be furious.
Republicans said this was their only option since they were convinced Democrats were prepared to stay away from the Senate indefinitely. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.
The International Red Cross says doctors in Libya are reporting a sharp rise in the number of civilian casualties there. The group says civilians are bearing the brunt of the violence in Libya. Red Cross spokeswoman Carla Haddad-Mardini says the situation appears to be critical in government-controlled cities such as Misrata.
Some 40 patients were treated for injuries, some very, very serious, at a medical facility there. And we've heard also that 22 bodies were taken there.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates and other NATO defense ministers are meeting in Brussels today. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports they'll be discussing possible options for helping halt the violence in Libya.
NATO officials stress that prudent planning for a no-fly zone does not mean a decision to act is imminent. There are still sharp disagreements over whether a no-fly zone is warranted and whether such military intervention needs UN backing. Russia and China, permanent UN Security Council members, oppose the idea. The U.S. insists all options are on the table. Britain and France are pushing for a no-fly zone. Fly zone, but Turkey and Germany appear lukewarm at best to the proposal. EU foreign ministers are also meeting here today, ahead of an emergency summit of EU heads of state set for tomorrow. If anything concrete comes out of today's meetings, it's likely to center on increasing humanitarian aid for rebel-controlled areas and for refugees on Libya's borders. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Brussels.
Flood watches are in effect across parts of the Northeast today as rainstorms sweeping across the region threaten to raise the water level in rivers and streams that are already overflowing their banks. Forecaster Bruce Terry with the National Weather Service says the storm will dump drenching rain on some areas.
It's a widespread 1 to 2 inch rainfall event, and in some locations we can look at areas getting 3 to 4 or more inches of rain.
New Jersey's Governor Chris Christie has declared a state of emergency there so state police and National Guard could mobilize forces in advance of the storm. This is NPR News from Washington. Foreclosure activity nationwide is down, dropping 14% last month as banks delayed taking action against many homeowners and regulators launched investigations into foreclosure practices. The number of homes getting foreclosure-related notices fell to a 3-year low. But Rick Sharga with the research firm Realty Track says that does not indicate a major improvement in foreclosures.
There's simply no way that the improvements we're seeing right now in the economy are having this big an effect on a month-over-month foreclosure report.
Sharga notes that state attorneys general and federal regulators are pressing major banks nationwide to revise the way they handle foreclosures and service mortgages, and that effort has helped stall foreclosure activity. The House Homeland Security Committee holds a hearing this morning on what Chairman Peter King is calling the radicalization of the Muslim community in the United States. NPR's Brian Naylor says the hearing and its chairman are being sharply criticized.
King is a Republican from New York's Long Island. Some 150 people from his district died on 9/11. And King says today's hearing, the first in a series, will look at the threat posed by radicalized Muslims in the U.S. and what he says is a lack of cooperation in the Muslim community to prevent future attacks. Before coming to Congress, King was an outspoken supporter of the Irish Republican Army, which waged a militant campaign to drive the British out of Northern Ireland. King says the IRA and Al-Qaeda are very different and that the IRA never attacked America. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
The nation's trade deficit has expanded as the surge in oil prices pushed up imports in January at their fastest pace in 18 years. The Commerce Department says the trade deficit jumped 15%. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington. Support.